Hello, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May divine peace, light, and blessings be with you. My name is Ihsan. If this is the first time you're coming across my content, I am the creator of Soul of Islam Radio, the podcast, as well as the Islamic Meditation Program, the Eternal Warrior Way Program, and inshallah ta'ala, with God's divine grace, power, light, and strength and guidance, the soon-to-be-released Awakenings Program. And you can find links to some of these additional resources in the description below this video. We tend to be conditioned in life to seek comfort, to seek ease, to seek luxury, right? This is kind of the world that we live in, this modern world, and really sort of this drive in the human being, in the human nafs, the human ego, the human self. It's seeking comfort, it's seeking ease, and the modern world is giving that to us at levels that have never been experienced before in the history of humanity. And what this seeking of comfort and ease tends to do is to deceive us. We tend to think as a result of the ease and the comfort and the abundance and the luxury that's available to us now. I mean, think about it. The average human being now lives better than a king lived in the past. We have more conveniences and luxuries than royalty had in previous civilizations. So what this state tends to do is beguile us into thinking that life is supposed to be easy, that life is supposed to be comfortable, that life is supposed to be convenient, and that's very far from reality. And you can see that as our comfort level increases, our anxiety and stress concurrently increases. It's a bit of a paradox. We have more comfort and more ease, more luxury, more convenience than ever before in the history of humanity, yet also ever-escalating levels of stress, anxiety, fear, worry, concern, all of these neuroses that are coming up as a result of this ease and comfort and convenience. The truth is that life in this world, life in dunya, is not meant to be easy. It's never going to be easy. This is a place of challenges, of difficulties, of trials, of hardships, of tribulations. This is a place to be tested. This is a place to develop strength. Strength. And what is strength? Right? You've got to develop strength in order to survive. And this has been the case throughout the entirety of human history, not just human history, but of all life forms. They have to be strong to survive, not just physically strong, but mentally strong, emotionally strong, spiritually strong. And ultimately, the strength that is required is belief, strength and belief. And this is the ultimate test. This is where life on earth is now going, to where the final domain is going to be a battle of belief, of faith, or the lack of it. Faith, with faith, human beings will survive the challenges and hardships that are unique to this time and to this era. Without faith, we will increasingly succumb to fear, to despondency, to depression, to confusion, to chaos, and to suffering, and even to disease. Now, life is not meant to be easy. And the more that we take life easy, the more we will actually suffer. The more that we believe that life is supposed to be comfortable and convenient, we will actually set ourselves up for failure. The truth is, and the reality is, that throughout human history, and that cannot change. This is the sunnah of the universe, or the sunnah of Allah's will as it manifests through the universe. One must fight to survive. One must fight to live. Now, the reality is that that battle has now become almost entirely internal, but it hasn't changed. Nothing has changed. Now we still have to fight to survive. We still have to fight to live. But what we have to fight now against our very selves. You have to fight against the lower tendencies of the self, against the gravity that pulls on the density of the self, against our own temptations, inclinations, appetites, because everything is so readily available that we will literally kill ourselves with indulgence and with excess. For example, throughout the bulk of human history, human beings lived through physical activity. Right? For the first time in human history, we are now becoming sedentary and working literally by sitting all day long. This never happened in the history of human beings. Human beings throughout their entire existence for thousands and thousands of years have survived and lived by working with their hands, with their bodies, and this kept us healthy, kept us strong. Now, for the first time, we have to consciously exercise in order to stay healthy, in order to stay alive, in order to stay strong. And the body requires exercise by divine design. This is how Allah Almighty created creation. It requires movement to be healthy, movement to be successful and to thrive. just as a river requires movement to stay healthy and to stay vibrant. And I apologize for some of the stuff going on in the background. I'm traveling and on the road, hence the different car and limited control over external circumstances. So we have no choice sometimes but to get things done and to surrender, to make the best out of whatever conditions we have been given. So I do apologize for any of that, if hopefully it's not too much of a distraction. Now we have to, again, like I said, be in movement to stay healthy, to stay alive, to stay vibrant, to stay strong. Just as water requires movement to stay vibrant and alive, healthy, right? Water that is stagnant, it becomes a swamp, it becomes diseased. Same thing with the human body now. Previously, this happened naturally. And we had to move in order to survive. We had to work physically in order to survive. But now comfort and convenience have changed that around to the point that we can essentially sit all day, every day, almost getting no physical activity and still, you know, make enough money to pay the bills and do all of that. But we will die. We will become sick increasingly from the lack of physical movement. So we have to now overcome gravity, the gravity of literally the tendency and the lethargy of wanting to sit and to just be complacent and comfortable, to get up, to run, to walk, to lift weights, to do anything, to do yoga, to exercise, right? It requires a struggle now against the self. Before, maybe we were struggling against competition. We were struggling physically against creatures, against animals in the wild, against other tribes. Now, really, the struggle is against the self. It's become reached an acute point of struggle against the self. And we have to embrace this battle, this Jihad al-Akbar, this greater and holy and most sacred of struggles, to overcome and to fight against the self in order to survive. And ultimately, God willing, inshallah ta'ala, in order to thrive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahmanim, in Surah Al-Inshirah, Surah Al-Shar, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا, which means that verily, right, with hardship comes ease. With hardship comes ease. It's not the other way around, that with ease comes ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, with hardship comes ease. And the inverse of this is also true. With ease comes hardship. So if we take life easy, one of my favorite personal development speakers, Les Brown, says this beautifully. In fact, he's almost quoting the Quran itself. He says, if you take life hard, it will be easy. If you take life easy, it will be hard. And this is a universal truth, and you can never escape this. Right? We can take life as easy as we want, but it will kill us ultimately, it will destroy us. So the point that I'm hoping to convey, inshallah, and to remind, first and foremost, myself and those of you who are tuned in, is that life in this world, this is not our permanent abode. This is not our final destination. This is not paradise. This is a place of challenges and of struggles and of hardship. And we've got to get that into our heads in the sense of reframing our paradigm in this world and to expect hardship and difficulty and to prepare for them and to train for them, because ultimately in this world, in this reality, in this incarnation, in this dimension, you have to fight to live. We have to fight to live. We have to fight to survive, let alone to thrive. We have to fight. We have to struggle ultimately against the self. Life is war. Life is a battle. And forgetting that, we are making a huge mistake. This world is not about comfort. And the noble Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba, they never succumbed to comfort, right? They never took the easy way. They always took the way of discipline and the way of strength. There was balance, but we are so far off of balance now that we have to really pull in the opposite direction. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of God, Rasulullah, rahmatan lil alameen, the greatest and most perfect and noble human being ever created. Traditional knowledge teaches that it wasn't for his light and beauty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have even created, because he was the encapsulation of everything that is good in human beings, that the good potential in humanity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the full manifestation of that, right? As were all prophets of Allah to varying degrees. Completion in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khatam al-anbiya, the seal and completion of the prophets, messengers, the representatives of the divine. He was known as Insan al-Kamil, the perfect human being, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He slept on the floor, on straw, on a rough mat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was days where he did not have food, where they struggled and toiled, where they fought in battles to survive. That was the Messenger of God. What about us? How can we think that our lives should be easy and comfortable, right? And there's nothing wrong with hardship, with struggle. In fact, that's what keeps you healthy. That's what keeps you alive. That's what ultimately makes faith real. Nothing can be developed in a vacuum. Faith cannot be developed unless there is some sort of struggle, unless there's some sort of jihad. And ultimately, jihad al-akbar, the struggle against the self, the struggle against darkness, against evil, against kufr within, against laziness, against lethargy, against negativity, against anger, against all of these dark aspects of the self, that is the real battle. And we have to fight. We have to fight the self, and we have to fight the lower self in order to survive, ultimately in order to thrive, and to truly awaken as human beings, to reach our potential, such as the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this universe, such as the way that He made this creation. Paradise is in Akhirah. This world has gravity. We need gravity to survive, and we must fight against gravity in order to thrive. So I say this again because we suffer so much because we're sad, depressed, unhappy that our lives are not easy, that we're going through hardships, that we're going through struggles. Fight. Get strong. There is no other option. There is no other choice. We have to fight to survive. You've got to fight to thrive. You have to fight to live. This is the place. This is the world that we live in. And inshallah ta'ala, we will rest in Akhirah. But let us fight the good fight. Our Shaykh qaddasallahu sirrahu, I was meeting once with some of the older students of Shaykh, and he, qaddasallahu sirrahu, when they had first met him 40, 50 years ago in London, and there was the first meeting, and they were just overwhelmed with his light and his beauty. And as they were parting, after spending some time with him, a few days or a few weeks, in his Rahman company, coming back to the United States, he turned to them when they were at a distance, and he looked at them and he said, "Fight for goodness. Fight for goodness." And he smiled. And that stuck with him. When I even heard that story, it was like it was a transmission from the Mawlana Shaykh, from our Shaykh's spirit, still reaching us, that message, that prophetic message, fight for goodness. This is the way of all of the prophets of Allah. Every single one of them fought for goodness, fought for truth. They took the hard way, they took the difficult way. They struggled. That is the way, that is the path, that is the life. Rest is in Akhirah. Dunya is a domain of challenges, struggle, hardship, trials. It's a place of war. Ultimately, I don't mean war of violence against harming. A'udhu billah, the believer never harms anything, not even a tree, not even an animal, nothing. The battle is to prevent harm. The war is to prevent corruption and oppression, abuse and tyranny. And first and foremost, the self. The greatest oppressor and tyrant is the self. And that is what we must fight against. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us upon that straight and perfect noble path of struggle against the self, the path of light, and ultimately, inshallah ta'ala, reach us to victory against and over the self, to His divine pleasure, to peace, to eternity, to success. May His power and support be with you and your loved ones. Fi amanallah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.